This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Afternoon at the Tone. Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. Sports Bros here. Rob, that's me.
Sada.
Big Six right over there.
Right here.
Oh, dude.
Ryan Buckley is back from Band and Dunes. And he has already given us greatness today.
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
That's a drop.
Yeah.
Now, I was reading up on the sports bra. First of all, P1 Scott did the legwork for us.
Oh, yeah.
He said that he did confirm that you cannot watch the men's game in there tonight on account of it's closed.
Oh.
On Mondays and Tuesdays.
Okay.
But.
So we don't, there's nothing in the bra on Mondays and Tuesdays.
There's nothing, but I was reading an article on CNBC mm-hmm. about the sports bra and Jenny Nguyen. And it said that they do not play men's sports in that bar. It is all women's, which is, you know, that's fine.
Whatever. That's the gig.
That is the bit. And yeah. I was thinking about this kind of going, well, I guess that's true. If the second you turn on a men's game and there's a big turnout for it or whatever, like you kind of have to play only. The point is it's a women's sport. Yeah, you have to commit to it.
Well, then and if you don't stick to it, you expose yourself to having your bar overrun with whatever type.
That's what I'm saying. And now it's just a bar, and the bit has gotten away from you.
I do want to see what would happen if I rolled in one day just as white trash as humanly possible and plopped down. What sort of reception do I get at the sports bra?
I mean...
some cut-off jeans, maybe a wife beater, got a dart dangling from my lip, and I plop down. I'm mildly fascinated.
Well, I think we should do this.
Just to see
Let's test it. I'm sure they're very inclusive.
Are they? I don't know.
I mean, why not? They're not going to turn down your money.
You can also get the power snatch.
Buy a couple
drinks.
It's one
of their cocktails. That is one of the drinks.
Power snatch?
Yeah, they have a power snatch.
But I tell you what, as far as I know very little about sports bra. I don't even know where it is. I know it's in town here somewhere. But as far as I'm concerned, Jenny Nguyen's doing everything right.
She is knocking
She's
it
killing
out
it.
Of the park.
Because the CNBC article is saying that, Venus Williams...
Yeah, they want to, like, partner, right? She's going to, like, franchise it?
You know Venus Williams' husband?
Mm-hmm.
He's the co-founder of Reddit. He's worth billions.
Now, Serena's husband, right?
Oh, Serena. Yeah, sorry.
Hey, I got that one.
Yeah, you do know sports.
Kind of.
Just don't ask him how many championships Wayne Gretzky won. He wants to franchise it all over the country.
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah, they're
so she's killing it.
Yeah. Well, women's sports is on the come up, although did you see the ratings for the women's Final Four?
No. Well, the game was a blowout.
Well, the whole Final Four, it was down 70% from last year.
Oh. Well, no Caitlin Clark.
Turns out that Caitlin Clark is pretty popular. By the way, the sports bra is over there off of Broadway.
Caitlin Clark is white.
That's generic. Where?
It looks like over, let's see here. Yeah, we're kind of a little of the, you know, that Lloyd Center over that way.
Oh, they've removed the power snatch from their cocktail menu.
Oh, it's no more?
No.
What was the power snatch?
I don't remember what was in it, but now their cocktails are the goat, the Title IX, the cherry picker, the pickleball, tunnel vision, pirouette, Providence Park smash, the kickflip, and a cocktail for a cause.
Mm. Broadway in like 24th, it looks like.
Can we talk about the cherry picker?
gin, cherry juice, lemon juice, simple syrup, and egg white.
Why? I don't.
Look, I'm out on that.
I don't know.
I'm not even going to make a joke because I'm mature.
No, you're not.
I am. Yeah, I see here. Dogs allowed. Halsey, so like 26th, okay. 25th in Broadway. Kind of by that Fred Meyer over there.
Sure.
North of 84.
The food looks pretty good. It's a little fancy. All right. One of these days, I'm going to venture myself in there.
I want you to go in there.
I kind of want to see what it's all about. I'm assuming that there has to be some men in there.
This says, of course. Of course. This says she makes over $1 million a year on average at that bar.
Well, she's killing it. I do know that.
So.
Order yourself a BRLT.
A what?
A BRLT. It's like a BLT, but from Sports Bra.
I love that.
Bits.
Mm-hmm. Doing bits.
This hour, Joe Cronin, worthy of an extension. One shining moment is coming up tonight. Tonight in the club, we have demonic sea lions and the latest dating trend. But right now, we have to get to the hot, very hot, 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com. Number 5.
Well, this morning was the final approval hearing on the House versus NCAA settlement.
Yeah, I was trying to follow it, and like anything else that's gone in this, nothing seems to be going smoothly.
No. Well, okay, so this was the final hearing, but most people expected the judge. Now, this is at a district court in California. Her name is Claudia Wilkin. Most people expected her not to make a ruling today. In other words, not final, not
final approval,
the final stamp of approval, because there are little kinks to work out. And that is exactly what happened. She did not make a ruling from the bench.
Yes.
But we now know better how she views it. And so they have to come back and
Because there was some original talk. She said she was talking about maybe splitting this up into 3 separate cases. And then that kind of got poo-pooed. One of the quotes I saw recently, like within the last hour, was she said, basically, I think this is a good settlement, but don't quote me.
Which you just did.
Which I just did. And then someone that Michael McCann, who's a sports attorney that I'm trying to get on the program to kind of walk us through this, he said, and I think he's been all over this, he said, odds are very high she is going to approve the settlement, provided the players in the NCAA make some tweaks over the next
week. Right. We're getting there.
We're getting close.
We think.
But I love the, I think it's a good settlement. Don't quote me.
We think.
Rain and thundies at Augusta National today. Suspended practice sessions. Oh, well, they're saying that the weather is supposed to be... Well, they're saying that the weather is supposed to be real solid for the tournament.
Yeah. Okay, so, a little bump in the road here, and then we'll be fine.
Yeah, well, we'll see. The Masters begins on Thursday.
Hello, friend.
Scottie Scheffler trying to repeat. Do you know who the last repeat champion at the Masters was?
No, I don't. Tiger.
It was indeed Tiger Woods. The only other players to do it, Nick Faldo and Jack Nicklaus. Doesn't happen often.
Arnie never did it?
No. Oh.
Hey, did Arnie ever win a major?
Did Wayne Gretzky ever do it? Did Wayne Gretzky get one green jacket, though? He likes golf, right?
I think he's a golf pro.
We got a 14-year, $500 million deal for Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yeah.
My God. He'll remain a Blue Jay for a long time. Third largest deal by total value in Major League Baseball history behind
Juan Soto.
Shohei
Ohtani.
And Juan Soto.
No deferred money either in this. This is all straight cash, homie. Coming right at you. Good for Vlad. There were some hopes, though, that maybe he would break free, but Toronto said no. Gave that dude a crap ton of money. His dad in his entire career, I think, made 159, something like that.
159 million?
159 million.
Oh, that's more than I would have thought.
Yeah.
I do knew that.
They were just showing the difference in in eras. Not that Vlad's hurting for money, but it's insane. Junior making a bit more.
Number two.
The Blazers have re-upped general manager Joe Cronin, a multi-year extension. A 14-win improvement year over year. He is 49 years old and is in his fourth year.
Yeah, I was reading through and you know, kind of fans, and I don't know what to make of this. He hasn't done a poor job. He was tasked with tearing this thing down. He had to. He was tasked with lying to us to our face, which he did. But, you know, you can make the argument the Denny trade was great. Getting Kamara as another in the Ayton deal, that turned out to be pretty good. The draft picks, you know, nothing's really quite hit yet. I think you give him an incomplete, but I guess they're going to put the faith that he can move this thing forward. Now you just got to find out what they're going to do with Chance.
Chance.
Yeah. They let him walk or... I mean, look, if you're going to say that Cronin is responsible for the 14-win improvement, wouldn't you make the case that more responsible is probably Chauncey?
Oh, I don't even think that's close. I think that's all Chance.
I mean, if you bring back Cronin, I say you have to, but I would...
Well, I think they're stuck now. They have to bring back Chance, or at least try, but I don't know if they're going to be able to do it.
He's
got an offer. He'll have offers. And number one, guys, tonight is a great moment in sports. We will get one shining moment.
Yes, it tonight. Is absolutely fantastic. And hopefully we get a good basketball game.
Who will cut down the nets? Florida is a slight one-point favorite over Houston for the NCAA tournament title. The tip-off, I feel, is a little later than it has been in years past. I don't know that to be true, but it feels that. It will be just before 6 p.m.
It does feel a little anticlimactic because I think we were all expecting Duke, and now I kind of feel like the game got lost in that wash. Yeah, you went with Houston like back in December.
Yo, well, I bet on Houston, and I called Houston, Florida on Friday.
Look at you.
Called it. I'm no Ryan Buckley.
How many times were you like, this thing's over?
Oh, I thought it was done. Yeah. If I had the ticket physically, it was online, but if I had it physically, I would
like
pissed on it.
This thing's done. Yeah, get out of here.
One other college basketball note, Oregon getting Kwame Evans Jr. back next season. He has started 32 of 71 games in two seasons, and we did find out that Jackson Shellstad is back as well.
Yes, and then Biddle is still noncommittal. He says it's either NBA or back to Oregon, so a little wait and see there on the receding airline.
Was Joe Cronin worthy of an extension? We'll get to that next. Victor Rico's Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington, now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. This is The Fan.
You a loser.
I don't know, what, 30 minutes from tip?
You said 30 minutes.
550-ish?
Yeah. And I got to tell you, it feels like a giant toss-up.
Yeah. I mean, the spread's like, what, 1.5, 2, something like that?
One and a half.
Yeah. I don't know who to... Could go either way. Yeah.
It's fun, though, because you feel like, at least I feel like Florida's got the better star player in Clayton. I think that Houston probably has the better coach in Sampson.
Yeah.
And it's... It makes it hard to call.
Yep.
Both teams really solid, really deep.
It's a bit like the Florida-Auburn game. It's like that spread was 1 or 2.
And that was a great game.
Yeah. Florida just kind of
But Florida's had the – no offense to Cooper Flagg, who was really good in the Houston game. Florida has the best player in the tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they lose tonight, he should still be the player of the tournament.
He's been awesome.
He's been incredible. He's actually pulled them – you know, remember, they almost lost to freaking UConn in the second round.
Yep. He pulled them out of it. And he pulled it out against, what, Texas Tech also?
He's just been amazing.
So Joe Cronin, the Blazers absentee GM, and I say that only because you just never really hear from him.
Yeah.
I know he's working behind the scenes.
You hear more from him than you do Jody.
Yeah, that's true. But you, like, I don't know. It's like when Olshay was here, he's always out there.
Yeah.
Never met a camera he didn't like, and he's going to tell you his narrative, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather have that? And feel like you're being lied to, or he's a little schmarmy, or would you rather just have this guy who may be a little better dude, but off the radar? Not he's like he doesn't talk to you.
I've always said I like hearing from people. I think it's a disservice to the fans that you've never heard from Jody Allen.
Ever. Guys, move on.
At least Paul would show up every now and then, and you know, drop you a mixtape once or twice a year. You know, and for all whatever you think of Olshay and some of his bluster, again, at least he's out there. I believe that as a fan, you deserve to hear from the people that are
yeah,
that are in charge of constructing this thing.
And I tend to agree.
I would like him to be more out there. From all accounts, he's a pretty good guy. People like him.
Isn't it odd, though, that he just, like, he's not...
Well, he's just, he's not comfortable in front of the mic either. It's not, he's not a public guy.
Well, that's, I think there's a lot of people in leadership positions that are like that, but you just sort of have to do it. It's just part of the job.
Yes.
But not with him. No. I don't know. I don't, I don't think he's a great GM at all.
Mm-hmm.
I also can totally see the logic of saying, well, he's the one that started the teardown, so let's let him at least see that through.
Sure.
Because there were signs that it's getting better this mm-hmm. year, right?
Yeah, 14-win improvement.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean...
No, it's not great.
It's not great.
Far from it, but...
But there were signs, and so you could say, okay, well, this guy started it. Let's let him, at least let him... I can see that.
Yeah. Well, let me say, like, what? Two things can be true at the same time. And I think when you look at Cronin, I think you can say that absolutely there's reason to say that this team needs to go in a different direction. And there's a ton of evidence you could point to and say he needs more time. That whether you feel like he's done a good enough job to warrant the extension, you can say that he probably deserves the opportunity to try to finish this thing. Because I don't know how anyone really could have done a ton in the amount of time with the resources that he was given.
I think my bigger problem is because it's just hard to... It's hard to... Boy... Trying to think of how I want to say this. I just think my bigger problem is that there isn't much conviction behind it or vision.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Jode. I always go back to the owner. I don't think Cronin's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Cronin is dealing with the hand he was dealt, right? Like he can only do so much. I think it was, you know, if you're overseeing a giant teardown and rebuild and tank and all that, it might behoove you to think about someone with more experience.
Yeah.
But okay, they went with Cronin. They saw something in Cronin, they went with Cronin. I just don't know how much they're paying attention to really have conviction over extending Cronin, right? Like, it's one thing if Bert Cold or Jody Allen come out and they're like, here are the reasons why we're sticking with this guy. It's like, you're the owners. Okay, well, I see your logic.
Yeah.
But there's none of that. It's let's just keep the guy that's in there that's doing a decent job.
And that's a point. Can we also bring up the possibility, right? First off, Jody's not selling until the NBA expands. It's going to be a cool $300 to $400 million in their pocket. So just let's get that out of the way. Not selling. Once the NBA expands, she has to sell eventually. That's when the Blazers will maybe go on the block. Until then, this is what's happening. Is it possible that the path of least resistance is just what they will always take here? That it's kind of a rudderless ship, that Bert's kind of in charge, Jody's overseeing the thing, it's not in their long-term interest, they don't really care that much, it's not their team.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's kind of what you're saying, and that Cronin's here, and like you said, he's just... We know
he's a space filler.
He's a space filler. And then you hope maybe he does a good job. I don't think he's terrible, right?
But he's not great.
Well, I think you... Again, I'm going to go back to the two things can be true at the same time. I think when you look at acquiring Denny and Tumani Kamara, I think those are really nice gets. I think what you got for some of the sell-off pieces for the Norman Powells and for Dame, I think that appears to be pretty weak. But then other people will tell you that those weren't great assets to begin with. The draft picks, you know, Scoot, Klingon, and Sharp... I mean, you don't have a bona fide A or even B right now amongst any of those. So it's just hard for me. I think it's just a big, giant incomplete. And so I can see the argument to it's incomplete until we know what this looks like a few, maybe two more years down the road. How do you really judge him? And so maybe, again, the path of least resistance and maybe the fair thing to do is to just see where this goes.
That's what I said, too. I think we're you and I are saying the exact same things here. I just feel like there's no conviction behind it. There's no, like, there's just no...
What kind of conviction would you want, though?
Just, I mean... Talk to us.
Well,
tell
us. That's not going to happen.
So it just, I don't know. I think that most of the city at this point has snuffed out what is happening here, and that is that you have an absentee owner who, like you said, doesn't really give a rip. Even though she pretends to, and she shows up to games, whatever, doesn't know ball at all, And so you're always going to be, it's just, they're the franchise that now continually gets the top picks and goes nowhere. You know, you see this, the Washington Wizards, like the same teams always get the best picks, right? Yeah. And then they suck. They continually suck. Why? Because they're bad franchises with bad owners.
Yeah.
That is unfortunately what the Portland Trailblazers are.
Hey, on the plus side, you don't have a top pick. You're going to end up with like the 10th best pick. So we got that going for
us. But that's what they are. And before, they weren't that because Paul Allen gave a rip.
Mm-hmm.
And for all his flaws, that dude cared and he was all over it. And he would even get, he would get too fire happy with his GMs.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, he would
do something.
Who was the guy? Was it Cho?
Yeah.
That got fired like within a year?
Yeah, it was Rich Cho. And
Paul was like, yep, not the guy.
And he ran into a problem with Pritchard and they butted heads.
At least that's conviction. Yeah. Paul Allen had, here's what I think. Here's why this, I am going to hire this guy. And here's why this guy isn't working. I'm cutting the, I mean, he was ruthless.
Yeah.
What he did to Pritchard.
Yeah.
But he wanted to win. And now you have the exact opposite of that. You have an owner who couldn't give two S's about winning, doesn't care about the fans. No, she won't even put out a freaking statement, you freaking bitch! Sorry, I was just doing that to give Buck another
drop. The Cronin extension is the definition of
she won't even goodness. Return his calls.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Bitch!
They're just,
what is up with that?
She should give no one any sort of confidence.
No.
And because of that, Joe Cronin gives no one any sort of confidence.
Yeah.
And because of that, Chauncey Billups gives no one any sort of confidence, although he had a pretty nice year.
Yeah.
I just think he's out the door. I think you're going to see him either in Memphis or maybe Phoenix.
Well, and we'll see here, right?
If you're able to keep him, quite frankly, Cronin lucked into that.
Yeah,
because you already pissed him off by not giving him his extension.
And getting rid of his brother.
He's a good coach.
Yeah.
And I think that he thinks that this could be a Houston situation. Now, I don't think that. I don't know how many people even think that. But when you're in it and you're in the middle of it and you got a relationship with the guys, you know, you view it through that lens and you think, okay, what if? What if, you know, in the Houston situation, by the way, for those who don't know, the Rockets, they're number two in the West.
Yep.
And nobody trusts them to do anything in the playoffs.
No, but they're there.
But Ime's their coach, similar coach. They're young.
Mm-hmm.
They play well together. And they don't really have a particular star. And that's Portland.
Yeah.
So I see why you would say, okay, well, maybe they're the next Houston. I would be stunned if they are, but maybe they are.
Well, we'll find out. Because
that's what Chauncey thinks they could be. But
you're going to be locked into the 10th best.
He's the only
10 spots. So it's not like there's an all-star coming.
I just don't know. I just don't know outside of Chance who gives you confidence in this organization at all. Anyone, anywhere.
No.
Klingon?
No. I mean, honestly, at this point, I mean, and we'll see what kind of shape he gets into. Dude, Klingon, of the young guys that you have, Klingon is going to be a board. He's going to be a rotational player. Maybe he's a decent starter. He's a defensive guy, but no. I have more faith in Scoot turning into something than I do Donovan Klingon. So, I mean, it's
so
just,
what do you think they are moving forward?
Magic Johnson.
You keep. So, if you're really judging Cronin's performance,
yeah,
he had to trade Lillard.
Yes.
He had to trade Siege.
Yes.
And he did not do a very good job of those trades. No. Are we sure about that?
Yes.
That we can say.
That we can say.
Didn't do a very good job trading those guys.
No.
Okay, pretty inexperienced GM. Okay, but then he rebounds because he brings in a couple of bench guys or role guys, like you said. I don't think many people care about that, but okay, you got Abdia and Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else? Sharp, did he draft Sharp?
He drafted Sharp, he drafted
and
Scoot,
Sharp's
he drafted
got
Klingon.
Potential, but is Sharp a
no
cornerstone guy?
No, the only cornerstone that you have right now is Denny. Denny's your cornerstone guy, and then Kamara is a solid, he's a solid four on a contending team.
But are we really saying Denny Avdija is
he's the closest thing you have right now.
Okay, well that's different.
It's different.
So no, you're saying he's just your best player?
He's your best player.
Okay, well that's not saying much of anything.
He is your best player.
That
hands
to
down,
me,
period, end of story.
That to me is an indictment on Joe Cronin. I mean, they don't have any good players.
No.
So if you think Scoot's going to be something, if you think Sharp's going to be something, and you think Klingon as a guy will be some,
then maybe you have
then
something.
You've got maybe some core there that you can work with moving forward. But who thinks that?
I think
besides Chauncey,
I think at the best this is a play-in sort of team. You're in that 8, 9, 10 spot every single year, and we're gonna hear the same thing. Wait till the offseason. Deal Robert Williams, you know, do you deal Anthony Simon? Jeremy Grant's probably got to go. So this is where the incomplete thing has to happen. Next year, I would assume Simons, Grant, and Williams are all gone, maybe even Ayton. And so what you get back in return for that, I mean, this goes back to...
Well, is it more picks, right? Isn't it? Like, I would
assume. I mean, you're on a very young timeline here, so you probably have some more growing pains to go. It is a very young roster.
So he's got two more drafts, maybe?
Yes.
To try to
do something.
Piece this together, and then you look around and go, okay. But that's kind of my whole point here, is that I think Jody in 2 years will look around and be like, oh, that's good.
It's possible.
Fine. It's fine.
And then hopefully in 2 or 3 years, she's selling the team.
That's what you want. If you're a Blazer fan, you need this out of her hands because it's just not going to get any better as long as she owns the team.
And then the easiest path to get somewhere is that if and I don't think Klingon is developing to any sort of real difference maker. Again, starting average center, defensive guy. It's Sharp and Scoot. If Sharp and Scoot develop into big-time players, then that's the easiest path forward. Other than that, welcome to the 8 seed every year, because I've said this a million times. You look up and down the league at the contending teams, and you have to have a guy, and more than likely you have to have two of them. And Portland doesn't even come close to having one. So your best player on a contending team is the third or fourth best player on that roster. And until that changes, it really doesn't matter what else you do. You're just putting together a collection of decent players to make the playoffs and get run off. You are not a contending team.
So 4 in a row now, 4 seasons with fewer than 40 wins.
Yes.
How many more can you handle? How many more acceptable?
I think next year,
because it's going to keep happening.
Well, they told us this year that this wasn't about a tank. It just wasn't. If this was a tank, you would be better than the 9th or 10th team, the best odds. So if you're saying that this is no longer about losing games, then next year the expectation is you are a playoff team.
Okay.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, prepare to be disappointed. And that, I think, is the point.
Yeah.
But
I just don't know how you can go through this year, which ended up being basically a wasted year other than growth and development. And you did. Kamara, huge strides. Denny, huge strides. Became your best player. Scoot, after the disastrous rookie season, looked competent. Sharp, there's highs and lows there. Klingon, I don't know what you make of that. Again, moments, but nothing. But you saw growth and development. They played hard, and you know they were sniffing around the play-in, right? Sniffing around it. But you clearly said that this wasn't about getting a high pick. It wasn't. You tried to make the play-in, and it didn't work. So next year, the bare minimum expectation for this team is to make the playoffs. And if not, someone should get a boot in the ass. Because clearly they're telling you that this isn't about a tank. And if you're not trying to tank, then you have to win games. So to me, this whole, lose games and baby Blazer crap, that S is over. It's off season. Make moves, bring in guys, speed up the timeline, make the playoffs.
Okay, well, Cronin gets an extension, multi-year, I might add.
Yeah, now we sit and wait and see what happens with Chance. That's the next domino.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to one shining moment. March Madness comes to an end tonight. That's next. Here's Buck, our boss, who is a Duke fan.
Yeah, he's a Dukie.
You know, his wife had planned to surprise him with the trip to the championship game if they had won that game.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I know.
That is tragic.
Hopefully she wasn't buying plane tickets midway through the second half.
I think she had it all planned out, but it was refundable if they didn't make it, but... Oh. And he was going to go with his son. It was going to be a whole thing. But I was texting back and forth with him that, and what made me think of this is you played that in the little open montage there, Buckley. Well played, by the way. And that is me breaking the fan paper holder over Trey Burke's.
The Michigan clutch, double clutch three against Kansas.
Yeah.
One of the great primetime moments of all time.
Yeah, that was right at the end of the show.
Yep.
And Trey Burke, Bill Self somehow does not foul him. They're up 3.
Yep.
in the final seconds. They don't foul. Burke banks in a three, and they go to overtime and lose. And a buddy of mine and I were talking, and I told Jeff, I'm like, dude, that Duke loss to Houston had a lot of similarities to Kansas blowing that game to Michigan.
Yeah.
Because they were up big and were the better team, but effing blew it. I tell you what, that is why the NCAA tournament is the most painful to a sports fan. If you have a team in the tournament, like you went there, like you're passionate about that team.
And that's good enough to win the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. That is the hardest part about this tournament is that, and I just don't know how many other sports are like this, whether it's your NFL team, you watch them lose, or your NBA team, the Blazers, whatever. Man, in this tournament, when you have the better team and you're winning 95% of the time, and you just gack, yep. There is no worse sports loss.
No.
It is so painful.
And it haunts you, and there's really no coming back. Like in sports, like professional sports, you know, when you come up short, there's always that idea of, all right, you know, we got our guy signed, we're going to come back, we can get over the hump. But in college sports, especially nowadays in basketball, it really feels like it's isolated moments. And when one gets away, there's no guarantee you end up getting back.
No.
It's going to be a completely different team. It'll be a very good team, but it's going to be different. And it just felt like you were that much better than your competition. I mean, you were double digits better than Houston for most of that game.
Rough.
Yeah, that's an absolute killer. And, you know, Duke, it's now been 10 years since Duke has won a Final Four game.
Perfect.
A little bit of a lull there.
It's great to watch him gack, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But
not if you've got significant amounts of money on them. That stung a little bit.
Yeah, that probably hurt.
But collectively as a country, I think everyone said, ha-ha.
We absolutely did.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they have the kid, the other freshman in the middle?
The big the kid from Senegal?
Yeah, they're talking about deporting him.
Yeah, I guess there's some sort of...
Because he's South Sudanese.
South Sudanese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's some sort of new like visa thing, and that he may not qualify for. I'm not certain how that
Or they're
happens.
Revoking all visas and then deporting them or something like that. That was the Marco Rubio Secretary of State edict.
Yeah, there's just something tells me that some lawyer from Duke with a bunch of money will find a way to get that kid in. And is he
now, is he going pro?
But he's a freshman. He's like 7'2". I mean, he's extremely raw.
I know, but is he going pro?
Is it Malachur?
Malawak?
Malawak, something like that?
Yeah. That guy.
And I don't know what if he's you would think with his size and frame that he would be like somewhere in the first round, but at the same time, I have no idea.
If they've got him, because they've got Knipple, like, and I'm just on NBA DraftNet.
Future Blazer, Colin Knipple.
They've got him at 8, and I'm sorry. I know.
You just hate the white guys.
No, dude, how can you watch his unathletic ass plot around that court? And I get it. Did you see when he tried to go in for the dunk at the
end? Yeah.
Oh my God. Stop it.
Future dude, Blazer.
Dude, if he ends up on the Blazers, I'm putting my head through a brick wall.
You know what I've been thinking is that they're gonna run all this Walter Clayton Jr. hype and they're gonna get another 6'3" guard. That's what the Blazers are gonna do.
Blazers is gonna get Clayton.
Because they'd be like, oh, he was so hot in the tournament, everyone loves him, but 6'3" guard, we've done
just
that.
Don't draft Knipple. When I was watching that game, there's just so many moments where you're like, can you move? Your feet are stuck in lead. And that usually doesn't translate well to the NBA. Yeah, I don't see him, at least on this, that he's not in the top like 15 picks.
Hmm.
So
maybe he'll be back.
I mean, I don't know.
If he's not deported.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a...
It's kind of wild.
Yeah. Although, look... I mean, for God's sakes, whether ends up getting drafted or not, he's an NBA prospect. When's the last time we told someone who's going to go play in a professional league that you can't come here?
What do you mean?
Has that ever happened in the history? We love sports, and sports are run by really rich people. They find a way.
Oh, I see what you
There's
mean.
No way.
Yeah, you're saying whatever.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Look, I think a lot of people right now obviously are probably a little nervous about their situation. I think that kid's going to be fine.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
Well, you know he's nervous. You know he is.
He'll be fine.
Well, maybe he should call Big Sook in Portland.
Yeah, I'll tell
him. White guy on the radio will be like, yeah, you're fine. Don't worry
about
it.
This has him going 21st to the Clippers.
You can ball.
So, first round pick.
Well,
if he comes out.
It's about to get underway. Florida and Houston, which is not, I mean, it's a great matchup.
It's just not the one that people were expecting.
It's not the sexiest matchup.
No.
Because of the way Houston plays.
Well, Houston, even the Duke, who's a really entertaining team, Houston makes those games into rock fights. They just, they muck just it up. Do. They're going to beat you up. They're going to play down to that pace. And
it's not that fun to watch, is it?
No.
But they're very effective. So it'll be, but Florida's really fun. So maybe we'll get a, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this game. I mean, seriously.
Can you see him winning this game? Can you see him
losing? I can see him losing this game. Florida is like Duke, and Houston basically lost to Duke, but then didn't. So you would think Florida, you know, like, I don't know.
I'm taking Houston.
I can see them winning this game.
Give me the.
I can see them losing this game.
Really? Just because you think defense, like what they did defensively to Duke,
yes.
They can do to Florida.
Yes.
And that's enough to keep them in the game.
I think they're, I just, when
they were down 14.
When you're coming off a game like that, I just think Houston is going to have an edge to them. And the way they just smother, I can't get over the fact that they made Duke just at the end of that game look dog-ass tired. I don't know. I just, I think that's one of those that maybe it's just, it's meant to be. It's meant to be for Houston. And they can throw so much length and they just don't stop coming. So I'm going to take your Houston Cougars.
Your reaction, not his.
Yeah, sorry.
They don't stop. No.
Yeah. I don't know. I want Houston. Although Buck and I have both
you've hedged, right?
Well, yeah, we both have no sweat bets tonight. We win either way.
Yeah.
So I don't have a dog in the fight anymore, but
I still have more to gain with Houston than I do with Florida, so I'll be rooting for that, but it's a nice spot to be in.
Yeah, Florida's a really fun team, and the way Clayton has played.
Yeah, it's hard to bet against that.
Dude, I'd like to see that guy win. But at the same time, I've been on Houston for months. I like that team. Kelvin Sampson's an ass, and I don't like that.
No, we all love him now,
and
right?
Now we're making him.
He's become a nice guy.
Now we're suddenly making him like, oh, you know, this is finally the great Kelvin Sampson will get one. Yeah, he's been, I don't know. What did Shire say? Or not Shire, but Sharp or Cryer, one of the two guards for Houston, said that playing for Kelvin Sampson is mental warfare.
Mental warfare. Which I
great
hate,
dude.
I hate coaches like that. So
that's Kelvin Sampson. And even when he does interviews, he's an ass. Like he just is. It's like, God, smile ever.
I don't. This might be the first.
So he's
time,
hard to root for.
I do not have a single dollar bet on this game. This may be the first time in years I don't have any action on the championship game. The Duke thing ripped my heart out. That was
you'll never be the same.
I will never financially recover from that.
From the guy who said ignore the stats at your own peril. From the guy who was so confident.
I was.
Ignore these at your own peril.
They won. They
basically
won that
saying
game.
Basically saying everybody bet your money.
Take that for data.
All game long, I was sitting there just planning out, and by the way, my hot water heater caught on fire. So I'm thinking to myself, no big deal. This is going to pay for 8 hot water heaters. Let's do this, Duke. Feeling I was just, everything was great. Everything was wonderful. And then there was a pucker, and then Cooper Flag hit that 3. I did go up by like, I think they went up by 9, right? Right around that 3:30 mark. And I went right back to no pucker. I was like, feeling great. Crack a beer. Everything's good. And then Duke proceeded to do jackass down the stretch. It's my fault for believing in Duke. What was I thinking?
Well, I think you were just looking at the data.
Freaking devils.
Perilously not ignoring it.
I will never, ever root for Duke again. That was a one and done.
Kind of is what you get.
One and done.
If Florida wins tonight, they will have had 3 national titles in both football and basketball since 1996. No other school in the nation has even won in each.
When's the last time we had... I mean,
they even won it in the same year, 2006.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Best athletic program in the country.
Have we ever had? Do we have a team with 3 basketball and 3 football?
Boy,
because you said since whatever that 90s or whatever. Do we have?
Boy,
I'll do it. I'll
trying
do
a, to think.
I'll do some digging.
Michigan? No.
Michigan has 1 basketball. Right? Just the one?
They only have the one?
I think the one. The Ramil Robinson? I don't think they've won another one.
Well, it looks like there's only 10 schools that have 1 in each.
And who are those schools?
UCLA.
Yeah.
Ohio State. Okay. Syracuse. Yeah. Maryland. Wait. Michigan State.
Wait. Syracuse has a football title?
Probably back in the day.
Yeah.
Michigan Merrill? State, Cal.
What?
Florida, Arkansas, Michigan, Stanford.
Wow.
Yes, no one's got
Yeah,
three.
No, no one. And Florida will have three in each, since 96. What a stat.
They can make the claim. Best.
Yeah.
Best programs in the country.
If they win tonight.
Yeah. Well, they can kind of already make it now. The fact that they've got five combined and they're at another one.
Nope. I'm going to see one more win.
Then I knew I was the greatest of all time.
All right. We'll wrap it up. Wrap up the hour anyway. Next on the Fan.
Good grief.
Yeah. There's got bodies are flying. Yeah. Elbows are flying.
Yeah.
It's
there's a lot of physical play.
Bodies fall out of Hirsch's. It's something.
Oh, the old Hirsch fall. It happens.
Should be good. All right. Well, at least we get to see second half at home.
Yeah.
With a cocktail.
Yeah.
Not the first half though.
No. No, this feels like a Tully sort of evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple fingers of Tully's and
think about the money you could have had.
That just. And again, my hot water heater literally melted. It started like an electrical plastic fire. And that was like my saving grace was like, "Oh, that sucks." And I'm like, "Oh, I'll be fine." Like this Duke winning's going to cover that in spades, and then it just evaporated. Just all at once. It's a lot, Cooper Flagg.
So dude just bricked a dunk.
Well, we've had two brick dunks.
Well, this one was wide open. It wasn't even contested.
And then the turnover. Yeah, this is not.
It's wild. Yeah. It's wild.
It's mayhem.
Yeah, this is not going to be.
This sets up for Houston to win it all.
Let's go.
This feels like 49-51. Wow.
God.
It's not. This is not aesthetically pleasing.
This is college basketball.
What I want to see what the numbers are. The women's tournament, the Final Four, it was painful. Like a 70% dip from the year before. Like, that's why I wondered, like, we were asking, like, I know that women's sports is on the come up, but, like, how much of that rise was simply Caitlin Clark? Because it sure feels like with no Kate, like, the WNBA has this, when she plays in games,
Clark is white.
They sell out arenas, and you get, like, a million people watch WNBA games. When she's not, crickets. And it sure feels like the NCAA tournament turned into that without Caitlin Clark. And we have another turnover, by the way, in this game.
Yeah, Clayton is...
Sweet little hook pass there.
He's not...
Hey, man, sometimes you throw the wild hooker and it goes astray.
He's not looking so good so far.
No.
They're all up in his kitchen.
Well, and you wonder, too, like, there's a lot of pressure here. And
you're playing in a football stadium. Yeah. These games always start slow.
Yeah. So far, Houston leading in tackles, 3-2.
That shoulder that the guy from Florida put into him was gnarly looking.
Let's get to the club. We've got demonic sea lions and the latest dating trend next on The Fan.